Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, I'm your host, Tavik. Your co-host, Gil G, will join us very shortly. And, guess in the meantime, I'm going to go to Travis and see if we ain't got nobody tuned the fuck in. So, here we go with Head P.E. Wake up.
You say fuck me, I say fuck you. If you don't love me, I don't love you.
parking lot, pussy.
Semper Fi, put them up, I'm ready for a fight. These First Amendment rights are guaranteed to me regardless if I say that you don't like. So every night I grab that mic, I spit you just for spite. If I can push some buttons, what the fuck should I recite? Poems are meant to shed some light on all these hypocrites and sodomites. But I'm inside a ride and it's hot as on tonight. Cause I don't give a fuck, now shut the fuck up. Or I'll go straight punk, blow your whole block up.
We have a 618 with us. 618 with a good one.
Guest, motherfucker.
What's going on, man?
How much? Shit ain't been about a minute. I figured I'd drop by and give a little shout out. For fucking it.
Hell yeah, man. See, I'm just here chilling, watching fucking whatever I missed from fucking Raw today. This is like I missed much.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to try to call it tonight, but I've been like totally forgetting, like, fucked up.
That's all good, homie.
So what's up? What's up? What are you gonna be playing next?
What happened?
I was about to say if you ain't got anything planned to play, throw a little ABK and Blaze in the mix, man.
We can definitely play some ABK and Blaze. We get down to some drive-by. Here we go. Just turn it up.
At least 24 shots were fired. The victims are 2 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old. This happened shortly after 2 a.m. as they were actually leaving the house, and at least one person opened fire on them. Police say this was a drive-by, but they're still trying to find out why these young men were targeted.
Let it down.
like a sold out show. Smoking on a blunt as I creep out slow. Dumping on any punk, me and Blaze don't know. We could pump, have you walking with a stump for show. I'm controlled by the stump, so we trump the rest. From the sound that we pound, guess you found the best. Drive by, so you could have what's left. Shoot some birds out they nest, cause I'm not impressed. I got my seat back pimping, Bud Light sipping. Smoke in the air, so the whole ride's tripping. DJ Magic mic drop low so you know we keep the party high. Put your hands up high and keep them in the sky, cause any night is right for the drive-by. System bumps out the trunk, it's unique. We the heartbeat of the street, so keep deep free. Blast the Alpine anytime, fuck the law. Fuck it with my sound to catch one in the jaw. Embrace the bass you hearing from the speaker. Sipping on a 40 ounce, gripping on your heater. Moving at your own pace like a leader. No time to waste, that's a teaser. And I'm a seeker, me and the homie never catching the case. Jumping on your workplace, never leaving a trace. So, anytime the music rattles your cage, that's drive-by, bitch, cause we up in your face. Turn it up,
guess who this is, though, man.
What happened?
I said, take a wild motherfucking guess who this is.
Drive-by?
I'm saying who I am, motherfucker. Shit. This ain't my first time calling, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. I mean, we really ain't got nobody tuned in at the moment, so.
I'm just saying, just take a wild guess, though, for the fuck of you. Between me and you, I want to see you get.
Jester Jake.
Ass. Motherfucker, you my brain ain't.
But I don't remember all those names. I know one. That's about it.
Dude, that's because you didn't make his brain. That's about me, man. You gotta get out of my brain. Fuck, so what's good, man? Anybody new on a bitch yet? Any new interviews or nothing? I've been on the mid. I've been having a lot of shit I've been dealing with, man.
No one of these as of late. I got to work to send some up soon.
What?
I said no interviews as of late. I got to work on getting some set up though.
All right. I know. I don't think Hannibal Care was interested in that. Cause like I said, that first time I messaged him and see if he was interested in shit, gave him the number and shit, gave him the fucking then know and then a know and shit. I told him, man, if you are, message me. If not, message me. If you didn't message me, your wife. So I was like, fuck it. I still at least I tried though with him, you know. I know you want to try to get this little interview up with the dude. He's getting up there, you know. So why not?
Yeah, definitely.
I think the interesting for radio, man, getting that motherfucker twisting his chain on the radio, on interview that motherfucker. You ever hear his shit? Man, the motherfucker.
Yeah, I heard of him.
That motherfucker. He got some old school gangster fast sound, man. That shit makes me want to bump that shit all day. And he's got like 4 or 5 albums of his on YouTube. And I don't mean, you can play the full bitches on YouTube. Or I'll like click a couple links or two and download this shit on my website. Man, that shit's going in.
Yeah. Definitely, bud.
Yeah.
But,
I guess they bring up tunes just for the fuck of it kind of shit. Like, she just want to fuck with me, you know? Fuck shit, you know? But I fuck shit. Okay. At the moment.
So, yeah.
Anything special going on with Valentine's Day with the radio or not?
No, not really.
Damn, that sucks. 8 months of a holiday, 8 months of a holiday radio theme going on, I feel you. Not bad, not good, but I feel you anyway.
We got a block number, Who is this?
Let's say I call Valentine's Day. You know what I call Valentine's Day? I call Valentine's Day free netting day. That's the day bitches drop in panties and let it go.
Yeah. And we had a block number, but they left us. But what do you say we go with some fucking old school ICP? And I say we go a little toy box.
Oh, shit. Go for it, nigga.
Ooh, I like this toy. Watch it go.
Dear sir, the person you are calling is dead.
Wah, 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 wah. I was like six. I used to get built by the chicks. And everyone would chase me and hit me with drinks.
don't feel like you should still be together with Lisa.
Sure. Come on, man. Our relationship ain't all weak and shit. You know, I mean, just because she's dead, we should just break up or something? Fuck that!
Tommy, listen to me. She's dead, man. You gotta move on.
So what? So she's dead. Does that make you fresher than her?
I don't think so.
So she don't talk as much, and she really don't move around a lot. She's still fresh. She's still fun to be around. You're just prejudiced.
Huh?
You're prejudiced against dead people.
Oh, man, you really are one sick bastard, Tommy.
Yeah? Fuck-oof.
What? What the fuck is that? What does that mean?
It means fuck-oof.
Man, you fucking lost it.
Yeah? Fuck-oof!
And we're back.
Can I hear you? What's up, what's up?
Still watching Raw, man.
Hey, man, good question. You ever get into that anime, The Gray Man?
I've been meaning to check it out. I haven't gotten around to check it out yet.
So bad. Dude, it is dope as fuck. I'm currently on episode 14. That shit goes in like a motherfucker with fat titties.
I mean, as a way, I just got into Blaze Blue, Tokyo Raven. Which is definitely too dope. And, Aria, Scarlet Ammo. But the agreement, I have not even got around to check that out yet.
Dude, check that shit out. I use this site, man, called Watch Cartoons Online. It's got, like, anime, dub, sub, and, like, shows like Family Guy, and shows that you, like, kids of all ages can watch. So it's interesting.
Well, I know the agreement is on Hulu Plus. So I can watch it on there as well.
Yeah, true. I don't know what outside I'm on only has it episode 52, but I think that's just English stuff too. Honestly, not just the weird motherfucker I am. Sometimes I hate almost when I'm watching something original Japanese, and when I watch in English because the original English and original Japanese are the same dialogue. My character was saying some shit, and I'm like, man, I'm pissed off, whoop your ass. And then in the subtitle version they say, man, I'm so mad, I'm gonna kick your butt. It's like, and sometimes they just fuck up. That's how it fucks the dialogue up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree.
Give me a second, man. I'm actually messing with Cannibal Chair right now on Facebook. Talk about that interview. I was trying to get him on with y'all and shit.
Yeah.
Lucky you might get him. If we are, whenever he's available, shit.
I mean, yeah, it'd be dope if we had him, definitely. But, I think we're going to move on to another track, though, man. I think we go with some old school shit. Well, not really old, but, Okay, apparently we just got a fucking request from somebody.
Oh, fuck, man, if you want, man, I'm chill. I'm going to chill for a minute.
Yeah, I got just gotta request for a truck. I gotta make sure we have it on board.
Never mind. Go ahead. Fuck it.
I gotta make sure we have it up on here.
Anything else? Okay.
Here
hey,
we
man,
go.
Question. What do you want to do is interview with Cannibal Care, but keep things down, man.
Yeah, we're definitely down for it, man.
He is too. So he want to know what.
How about maybe 26? But here we go with ICP, when I'm clowning.
Ah! I'm super thick. Bozo bopper, shoot you quick. Why you? Cause you's a dick.
Is he dead?
Poke him, use a stick.
When I'm clowning,
I'm heavy, high powered. Mad energy devoured. The whole Milky Way sour. Let my acid rain shower.
When I'm clowning,
everything's a joke. That angel's wings are broke. So hot, you speak and smoke. I freak this till I croak.
Check your Facebook for a minute, man. It's easier right now without my multitasking and cheat.
Yeah.
That was high as fuck, man.
Bad.
You want that good smoke, aren't you?
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Aw, oh, man. A cigarette? That's fucking whack, man. You gotta get that fucking Joe popping axie, man. But I'm feeling like I should be. Play some Twisted So High and Hydro, man. I'm just like fucking right now.
I could never do that. First up is gonna be Hydro. That's where I'm at first. So here we go.
Lazy bone.
You know what I'm saying?
Make sure it's the purple haze. No need in holding back. Gonna send that.
that extra money. Spit the Philly up the middle, gone and lace it with that honey. So we can burn slow, so we preserve smoke. You know we love to blow, smoking on that high.
From the car to the greenhouse, we with no seats. To the boogies and the men, motherfuckers long sleep. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody's in the smoke with me, smoke with me. The dogs with the free rolls up in the air, bumping this white beat, okay. Come and smoke with me. Dirty pills violated again.
Puff your set off, the third token shit on your chest, you wanna let off. Pass the joint, past the point of being towed down. I'm so high that my heartbeat's starting to slow down. Fingernails are roached, clip before mate smoking. Master glass pieces, slap my whole face open. I'm zoning, and I don't feel a thing. I probably won't recall a single thing that happened in my medicine. It's sold by the dope man. And big boys and QPs that come with fat price tags.
I'ma change spending.
Whatever it takes to get rid of all these headaches and shakes. Make no mistakes, I come with green for the green. And even exchange no money for no bag of brown backyard. Forget I get so high that you would have to rip me out of the sky for the feeling that the real green provides.
In the car to the greenhouse, we with no seats. To the boogies that are making motherfuckers long sleep. Smoke down and the car can't breathe. Everybody wants to smoke.
Smoke.
get the fuck out the way. Can't afford my habit. $700 back of kush. Watch me grab it. I'm a fool like that. Smoking in a parking lot outside of court. I get you higher than the airport. I know you trying to be a homie passing me that tree. But you fucking with professionals and rookies get beat. I fucking slap kids passing me the bust of brown dust. I get insulted, leave you with your crown bust. I fail piss tests and give a shit less. And you's a fool like a motherfucker thinking you gon' hit this. Back up off me, soft to your view, kick mine. Even if you get the contact, it's your quick time. I'm riding with mad rocks, smoking up mad blocks. Rattling your street, leaving smelling like Woodstock. Get some hatchet in your life, get some matches and light up a fucking plan with me. Boy, are we family? I'm
my soulmate last night at the Pulse, honey. He was adorable. He was so drunk and so high. Then I gave him one of those little things. And, oh, he danced for me in his drawers, girl. Well, yeah, he's sleeping right now. He took me home. Oh, he freaked me, girl. Yes. Yeah. Well, he's got to wake up and take me home soon because, girl, I am starving. All he had in his fridge was some cheese and donuts, and I finished that an hour ago, so I'm going to have to wake him up. Okay, I'll call you then. Bye, girl. Honey boo, you got to get up. Wake up, honey. You got to take me home.
I smell some badussy.
You remember me, right?
Hey, who the fuck is you?
Ryan!
Hey! No, you didn't! Did you write me?
You don't remember me!
Oh, wait a minute! Get out of my house!
Ryan.
Are you a man? Hold on! Wait a minute! What part of the game is this, man?
And we're back.
That, I love that little part of the
action.
It's funny.
Hey,
you
don't
remember me! That shit has me
rolling
every time, man.
Oh, yeah, and let's see. We got block number.
This is Sharon Chaos, and I want to request a song.
What you want to hear?
Cotton Candy and Popsicles.
We can definitely do that for you.
That's
my lit. Whoop,
whoop. Thanks. Whoop,
whoop. Whoop, whoop. Get down to that. There we go.
Yeah, finally got
thank
my
you.
Go capture them bitches over there. Fuck that. You gonna slap them bitches. For what?
Man, look out.
Little wobble, bumblebee, I'm Miley J, nice to meet you. Hop and jump the cherry bomb.
Cherry syrup on ice.
Yo, what you say, I buy you some. What's your name, bitch, where you from? You know me, but don't be scared.
Bloody hands are real.
I know. Don't front, girl, you like a thug. Very scary, carny scrubs. You don't want no Richie faggot.
Shaggy
That's all good, I'll hook you up.
Bend your shit.
thank you, nothing. Let me hit it. Truffle, shuffle, waffle, biscuit. Whatever that was, we ate. Cost me like $13.58.
Sugar bear, I'm worth all that.
Yeah. Bitch, I'll smack you, call me that.
What?
Call me Shaggy, Southwest Thug. Juggalo, why your love so?
Do him what you did to me. With your tongue ring and your teeth.
Only when in private.
You think I wanna see his dick?
Hey. Put your candy down. Let me show your tongue around. Here's my popsicle and balls. Get on your knees and go for yours.
Suck his dick. Suck his dick.
Sister, can I offer you some?
Dick.
I don't want a watermelon cherry, baby. I don't want a chocolate cannon cherry, baby. I don't want a blue banana cherry, baby. I don't want a lemon cherry, cherry, baby. I don't want a chocolate cannon cherry, baby. I don't want a golden nut of furry, baby.
Get busy at this buzz.
I don't want a watermelon cherry, baby. I don't want a double cannon cherry, baby. I don't want a blue banana cherry, baby. I don't want a lemon cherry, cherry, baby. I don't want a double cannon cherry, baby. I don't want a double cannon cherry, baby.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's that? What's that?
What? We have Ghetto G with us. Ghetto G, say hello to Jester Jake.
I don't want to say hello to him again. I think he just got raped.
That chicken was sucking my dick and it bit on it, so I had to cut his head off. Hey man, makes the egg taste better, nigga.
You want to throw that into slow motion? And what the fuck did you just say?
I said I was letting the chicken suck my dick and it fucking bit it, so I had to cut his head off. Motherfucker, it makes the egg taste better.
This takes me back to whenever Jay Cryptic was talking about sex with ducks.
Okay, I know you're talking about me. Was that me? I might have been high tonight. I don't remember.
No, you're talking about chickens or something.
I did talk about fucking the duck once.
No, this was a different time, man. Many years ago.
Okay, good enough. I do make duck fuck jokes, that's all you can say. Duck fuck for a buck? Ducks are cheap whores, man. Ducks are cheap whores.
You want to translate that havoc?
Unfortunately, there are no subtitles that come with this show.
Maybe we should check in with the Spanish announcer.
Yeah, I'll touch it crazy. The fun part about radio, all come to the radio. Not just one crazy, all the crazy. You know what I mean?
And damn it, Ghetto, the fucking Spanish announce table got destroyed. Don't you notice by now? I'll be destroyed again.
No, it didn't. It wasn't even present.
What the fuck were
you
and why?
It's on about Laura. Who the fuck, Laura?
man, either my hearing's going and I need one of those phones I gotta read, or he's just really low.
Or both,
yeah.
I'm like half here, half on Facebook. So yeah.
What?
I'm bored.
You can be half on the internet and half on, well, I guess we say real life.
Because I'm calling, I call Juggling Rider Radio through Skype. I got Skype to call, and it's free U.S. and Canada for 3 months. And it's unlimited. I only pay $8. More than you pay for your $50 phone a month. Fuck you.
You know Skype is always free.
Well, I'm saying, there's that. But the feature I'm using is a feature you have to, is one of the features they ask you to have you pay for. Because you can call cell phones, freaking home phones, any kind of phone with it. You probably can do it unless you pay for the shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, why would you pay for it if it's always free?
Look on it. Skype. You try to call someone's home.
Havoc, how many times have you paid Skype to use it?
Never.
Fuck you. I want to call people's phones because I don't fucking have one.
That's why you only talk to people that you can use Skype with, man. You don't have to add on them extra phones and shit.
Hey, it's better than paying fucking $50-$40 for a fucking cell phone that I already fucking use. And also, it's only under $10. So you can take.
I don't want to pay for either of those.
But I don't know. But I could have sworn we got like a paid fucking advertiser from him, just for fucking Skype.
Yeah, I think he's working for Skype, man.
I ain't that rich. I'm the poor populace, motherfucker. I make under $800 a month.
Did he just make up a word?
I think so.
What?
Did you just make up a word, my friend?
What word?
Whatever the fuck you just said.
I'm sober. Fuck off.
That doesn't answer anything.
It doesn't answer why I'm not out there.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto.
Take the magic.
To answer your question, they'll get the Wyatt's one.
Well, that's good to hear.
About sports or some shit?
So, Havoc, why are you not better friends with this man? He enjoys anime as well.
I know,
right? But I'm not gonna lie, if I get too good of friends with Havoc, I might start sending him anime porn. You know he likes his anime porn better than real porn. He's a sick motherfucker. Yes, you are, Havoc. You sick motherfucker.
Did he just really bring up anime porn?
Yes, I don't know if you like it better than the real shit. That's what you're scared of me.
Why is that exactly?
I'm bored of shit.
That doesn't answer why people like it better than actual porn.
Because with real porn, you can feel guilty. You feel guilty with certain types of porn. With anime porn, you can watch like incest and not feel guilty.
But you're jerking off the cartoon.
You watch real incest porn, you feel guilty. See the point there? It's like you not innocent.
You can watch incest and not feel guilty. What the fuck?
What?
I'm saying the hentai. If you watch real life, you can feel guilty. I don't know.
That's what he said. He said with anime, you can watch it and not feel guilty. You can watch incest and not feel guilty.
That's just weird on any level.
Hey, I'm just saying what my friends told me. That's all I'm saying.
So
one of my friends got
high
and that shit. What? I did not even hear that. I'm like 5 yards away, man. I'm on a Pluto right now. It's fucking cold here. If you're trying to think of a cold brain, it don't fucking work, man. Your brain's like, give me some more. I'm frozen, nigga.
Give me some more. I'm frozen, nigga. What?
My brain's frozen, man. It's fucking cold here. It is almost 15 below. It's fucking cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold here as well.
Yeah, so your brain's frozen too, right? You know how it is. You got a cold-ass brain.
So get up,
cold-ass
guy, say,
cold-ass brain.
And my brain is getting so cold out there, man. I come inside, my brain's pissing. So I feel like I have an ice cube in my fucking dome, man. Fuck that.
Man, the only time I got a frozen brain is drinking a icy or something.
But I gotta say, get up, man. That fucking when you paint your city is so fucking dope, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I've been bumping it out for weeks.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cold frozen. Not like that kind of
thing. I've been bumping it out for the past 2 weeks.
Man, I just want to point this out. Hey, excuse me, sir. I just want to point this out, that I saw a picture of somebody posted up of them actually having the CD, and it was a person that ordered it after the pre-sales because they didn't have a fucking poster, and they got it before us.
What the fuck is this, man? Come on.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You
both so whatever that email was on the PayPal thing, I sent them an email asking when my CD is going to be arriving.
Yeah, I think that's what I got to do, too.
I swear, if I get a response back and it says any day now, I'm going to be very upset.
But then he now tells me fucking fat. Seriously, if motherfucker sends any day now, tell him eat a dick. You know, top of that.
I'd be like,
man,
how do I refund this?
You know, fucking suck, man. Don't use AC. Use money, grandma. Western Union or some shit.
Man, because I'm telling you, man, I'll call PayPal again and just have them, like, cancel orders on.
Oh, man, my dad had trouble with the misses, man. He was pissing off the phone. He's funny as shit. He's trying to send me some money, right? PayPal, they fuck ass. That's what I'm saying, man. They fuck ass like a
It's not PayPal. It's the people that have accounts on PayPal that are retarded.
Yeah.
I don't think so. PayPal's a little bitch.
I got more information out of a person working for PayPal than anybody using PayPal.
Yeah, that's when they want to tell you what you wanted to hear, man. Propaganda shit. You win, man. They're going to get inside your fucking brain, man. Fuck your shit up. Run and hide. Grab a Faygo and hide.
Just in case you get thirsty, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, just in case you get thirsty, grab a Faygo and hide.
Motherfuckers get in your brain, nigga. Motherfuckers get in your brain. Motherfuckers
get
in your brain like
a grain. So, Ghetto, make sure they're running high with your Faygo.
Yeah.
I don't really know where I'm going to hide at, though.
You can hide at where the fuck they got our CDs at, because they're pretty good at hiding shit.
Yeah, I guess I got to go to Philadelphia.
Damn. Gotta be. Well, right out there, give me a Philly cheesesteak, man, and mail me that shit.
Do you know that WP is for, you know, Western Pennsylvania? Not Whitney Payton shit.
These two?
Yeah. Because that's what it says on, like, your debit card, credit card,
and the more
you
know,
statement thing.
What the fuck?
Well,
I'm about to ask where the fuck my damn CD at.
Yeah, I mean, it's February 10th, man. The CD came out on the 31st of January.
Yeah.
It's glad to see it's on time.
On their shit, get it done. Tell me, get
yeah, we're gonna send this guy with the multiple personalities to go find them so we can get our CDs.
I fuck that. I get lost real quick. You better get.
And then one of
one
of them will bring it back.
You got one.
Yeah, you're right. One of them will bring them back, and the other two will be lost.
Exactly.
No, the other two will be getting high. Two of them will be getting high, and the other one will come back with it. If not, they all get high. You don't know. You never know.
Well, then they all get high, and then we're fucked.
Then they come back, like, 5 weeks later. You wonder where the fuck it's at. And
5 weeks
like,
later? Not any difference than now.
I'm saying 5 weeks. Jeez. I can make it 5 years. You won't.
5 years? I didn't
even
say 5 years. Did I say 5 years? I don't even know.
It's 5 years, but he just
said that
5 years.
Well, yeah, I can see, man, the fucking toast these days, man, and online should get fucking stupid. That's why I don't know shit. Post office, that's ass. Let me tell you some real shit. It was like, this is sometime last year, right? I went to the post office to get two money orders. To pay my internet bill and my rent, right? Before I moved and shit. I don't like checks. Fuck that shit. I mean, seriously, it's easy for me because I went in there and I had to go in there twice because this bitch was working there. It was like some new employee and she had a fucking call for her fucking supervisor for every fucking detail. I'm like, damn, and I finally got, after the second time, I had to come back and get some shit done the second time. I almost ripped that fucking placemat off the front desk and smacked it upside the face with it.
Why did they have a new person working shit?
I don't know. They did. There was a whole bunch of people in there. It was like a big ass line too. I'm sitting this bitch and sitting there waiting to get her. Bitch, why did it? The second, on the way out, hold her off or anything.
You know, Ghetto. I found it perfect for this moment.
So what the fuck? No, what?
Here we go, yeah. Chris Telloso. Schizophrenia.
She's a beast in the morning, sweet in the night. We don't speak in the morning, freak in the night. She's a beast in the morning, freak in the night. I like it.
I wanna love you forever. That's why we're still together. Why you be tripping so much? You make it tougher than leather. See, one minute you love it, then the next one you hate it. You like to argue with the nigga, I be participating. See, you sweet as a donut, then you flipping your donuts. You always tripping with somebody, if you don't, it's a bonus. You keep it peaceful but evil, you can't be yelling at people. Sometimes I think I should move on, I should just go and just leave. You don't try to tell me nothing, you keep busting the cuck on me out. Don't understand what all the fussing about. Open the door and get the W out. What you was thinking for, you get the figure that you got to put in your mouth. I don't understand if you put me out, wanna be losing. I think it's rude if you just got to scribble about. We get the damn near duking it out. Look, I love you, but this the kind of love I can definitely do without. Cause I'm
your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, 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 ay. Don't know what done got into ya. And baby, I try, ay, ay, ay. Your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, ay, ay. I'll be a straight jacket, hold you tight. Maybe then you'll be alright now.
And got back together, we can handle the weather. Sometimes I think I'm in love with you, sometimes I'm like whatever. Cause you're hot and you're cold, and you're fussing get old. You can't stand the sight of me, but still it's love that you show. Cause you the baddest thing walking, and the maddest thing talking. You make the ugliest faces, even when I be joking. I can't stay with you for nothing, only a crazy man would. But I still can never leave you, cause you okay. Look, getting in an act when you been breaking my back. You give it to me, I'm giving it back. Get a text from my ex, wonder what was up with that. Am I reminiscing of beating up the kitty cats in the pit? Can't pick my tongue off the floor. And I wish that Chris would walk out the door. Do a pick and just about ready to go. But you kissed me, now I can't leave for sure. You know
your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, 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 ay. Don't know what done got into ya. And baby, I try, ay, ay, ay. Your love is like schizophrenia. And I be like, ay, ay, ay. I'll be a straight jacket, hold you tight. Maybe then you'll be alright now.
You make me mad, you make me. You make me crazy. You make me mad, you make me. Make me crazy.
This is what I've been talking about. Deliver me. Love you. This is what I've been talking about. Deliver me. Love you.
And we're back. I think.
Nobody's home. Please call back later after the beep.
Ghetto, want to translate?
He wants us to leave a message, apparently.
No, it's called sarcasm. Try getting it more, motherfucker. Don't make me stop you throwing the cold titties, man. I don't deny. Here's some cold titties. Relax. Back your face.
Did he just say he's going to slap us with titties?
Cold frozen titties. Cold frozen titties.
Cold frozen titties.
Hell yeah.
Well, then wouldn't they break?
I didn't say frozen solid now, man. Get those shit right. That's frozen solid titties. Not frozen titties. It's totally different than that.
What the fuck is the difference?
Like Sub-Zero shit, man.
Sub-Zero. Speaking of Sub-Zero, man, apparently Sub-Zero is now in a Disney movie or whatever the hell that is for Frozen. For Frozen.
No, I'm talking about Frozen Titty.
You see that cartoon movie that came out called Frozen?
I don't know what type of music goes on the highest.
That damn chick in that movie, man. So apparently she has, you know, ice powers. She can build shit out of ice. Like, Sub-Zero.
I get it. That bitch is a Jack Frost, but she's a, it's a female version. That's fucked up. It's a female Jack Frost. Ain't that the fucked
up
thing,
man. It's a little kid's movie. Like, what the fuck?
She's a female Jack Frost ripoff. That's all that bitch is. Just saying, Jack Frost was the original Iceman motherfucker that can make ice and, like, snow and shit. Not some blonde-haired bimbo bitch. Just saying.
Yeah.
This was a very horrible match, by the way.
What's that?
Yeah, it is weird with me. You know that already.
It was Sheamus and Christian versus the Real Americans.
You mean the match where the Real Americans whooped their ass, but then they lost?
Yeah.
But I do believe that WWE actually looks throughout the internet and sees what people say, because we were bitching about the U.S. title not being defended, and boom, it's being defended.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Like, the government's watching us, man. You better put on your helmet, man. The government's trying
to
government.
This is not the government, okay?
Sometimes.
The WWE is not the government.
They heard that, apparently.
It's taking days. It is, too. You've done that. Ain't your brain fucking it up, man. Ain't your brain fucking that shit up.
Aren't you inside of a house? Why is your head frozen?
My room's fucking cold. It's called ice on my window.
It's called a hat.
It's called fuck that. Even my media on my head is cold. So fuck it. It's a chicken dick. That's a chicken dick that likes head better than you are, it's mama.
And I can't even understand him whenever he types. It's worse when I'm not talking to him.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Like, he was sending me anime pictures of dudes with no mouths and shit.
talking about
don't feed him.
Oh, yeah, that shit was serious. I was waking up. Motherfucker, I thought I had the original version of that picture, but it was funnier because the fucking person edited the shit and took off the mouth because they wanted to make it funnier. The original version had the guy with a little jaggy teeth looking like he's a new player. So I could be fucked up and send you pictures of, like, Slenderman and just be a dick, but I'm not. That motherfucker shit got old. The fake-ass paranormal shit right there. What's up with the fake-ass paranormal shit? And, like for example, like, Paranormal Activity, that shit is so fucking bogus.
Yeah, it's pretty much stupid, yes.
That shit is so retarded. I mean, like, who the fuck watches that and thinks that shit is enjoyable or even close to fucking real? I mean, I've had my encounters with that.
Havoc gets scared to watch that
movie. I've had encounters with paranormal shit like that. I don't
want to see what I wasn't even paying attention.
I know you're not listening. That's why I said that.
What?
He's talking about Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that shit was fake as fuck. I hate that shit. Only watched the first one, too. That shit pissed me off. This shit is bogus. Fuck this shit.
Man, fuck that. I skipped ahead and I only watched the third one.
Wow, you must have been desperate to walk up and get a movie, right?
Well, it was a bootleg.
I played it for the bootleg. I watched the bootleg, but I lost a bunch of bootlegs online, so I don't give a fuck.
And that movie just was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was retarded ridiculous. Like, bogus, weak as fuck shit.
Yes.
Y'all ever see that video that's been posted on Facebook a couple of times? It's this monkey in the jungle. He finds a gun, and he starts shooting it. Then he starts shooting people that were around
him.
Oh,
yeah, the video in the jungle.
Yeah, he's in the jungle. He starts shooting that gun, and then he's supposed to start hauling ass. That shit's so funny.
No, not George in the jungle. Get up.
Yeah, but if you want to know a video I'm talking about, Ghetto, I shared it on my Facebook page. It's this monkey. He's like someone in the jungle. There's like some African soldiers around.
And I must have missed the monkey video.
No. It's funny as hell. This little monkey picks up this gun, dude, and starts firing it. The Africans just get scared and haul ass. They start running. This shit is funny as hell.
Well, that sucks for them. Did he kill anybody?
No, the monkey made the motherfuckers run like a bitch.
Teach you to play monkey in the middle.
Yeah.
Ah, you ass.
Stay away from the monkey bars.
Yeah, the monkey bars just got real.
You like to taste chicken dick, man.
It's like chicken meat.
Yeah, chicken meat.
I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
All I hear is random ass words.
How about that? How about a foot in your ass? Is that random enough for you?
A foot in my ass? What is wrong with you? What is your deal with calling me an ass today? Are you trying to tell me something?
I'm saying that you a big rock and talking ass.
I'm a big rock and talking ass. What?
Then walk and talk, motherfucker.
Well, I am rather big, and I do have an ass, so I guess that's right.
What?
There you go, girl.
I had it in my head, man. I was paying attention to half, and the last half went, yep, out of my head.
What?
What? I don't even know. I can use myself sometimes. Shit.
Where do you come up with this shit?
I don't know. Yeah. In fucking
even,
air, man.
This time where he doesn't know what the fuck he's saying.
And that's
sometimes
bad.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just roll with it and say fuck it. I roll like fat titties on the ground, man, and say fuck it.
Spray of fat titties on the ground.
Yes, hey. But hey, Havoc, what's up with that twisted and chain?
Well, I can't find that track you want, but I did find some Twisted Insane. I found Tales of a Hood Rat.
That was just good. I was only going to ask for that one track. Specific, because that shit was the hardest. Fuck. Twisted Insane almost got signed with Strange Music, but for some reason, it's signed with that. It's fucked up. The thing is, signed involved game.
So why is it he decided to call himself Twisted Insane?
Don't ask me, but the guy's got some hard shit, so I can't complain. His music's fucking good. He's got that old school gangster sound. That's why I like it. That should go in.
What?
It go in like the pot of color. Ha.
What? What?
Let me see. Oh, no, but here we go with Tales of a Hood Rat.
Told me to speak from the heart on this one, so. And on this one, so I'ma just speak from the heart, then. And I know how much that you love, dick. You always talk like you're sick of this crippin' blood shit. I gave you everything you asked for, and you gon' play me like a DVD in fast forward shit. You never listen when I'm talking, huh? And now you're wondering who in the hell I'm fucking, huh?
and that's your motherfucking problem. You don't know the answer, but twisted insane will solve them. And all you worry about is dick and nuts. I'd rather sleep in a dusty garage with someone who gives a fuck and cares enough to pick up the phone and hit me up. Don't care about this twisted insane shit that I'm living up. Twisted, what your real name is? She give a fuck if I'm big, rich, or famous, and give a fuck about how far my game is. She already know that I'm young, dumb, and dangerous. Go ahead and do you. Slow your roll, you know I'm in the voodoo. See your ass in traffic, act like I never knew you. Cause you ain't nothing but a walking mouth to niggas' dicks, and people know what I'm talking about. I find out what they talking about. Lips so fast, kiss my ass when I'm walking out. Bitch, you wasn't nothing but some fake shit. On my job, on the mob, you get replaced quick. And you don't want me on some date shit. Come to my shows, look at the hoes, they going ape shit. And you don't really like that shit, huh? The fact that all of these rats will suck my dick, huh? And now you really want my stick, huh? The second you find out that they don't want my sick junk. And yeah, I fuck them if they breathing, but I bet you none of these motherfuckers is leaving. They'll be right there off of the Roddy Piper, changing your motherfucking son's diapers, and helping me put him to sleep when he's tired, and looking for his motherfucking pacifier. Bitch, you don't even know what drama is, and he don't even know who the fuck his mama is. She come to my show, see a lot of hoes, and still thinking I ain't got the flows to pay the bills and have fitted clothes, just cause I ain't got a deal and I'm still living broke. Bitch, you think that I don't know what you was on? Leave the house for 2 months, act like you never gone. I told you one day I'd be rich as fuck over 2 years ago, now she like, nigga, give it up. But how can I do that when they be at my merch booth buying all my t-shirts and swearing I'm the fucking truth? Why you be all about the dick suck, the Spice or Blush or whatever the fucking strip club? And now you're losing all your faith in me. I can see it in your face, you're thinking about replacing me, bitch. And you say I have too many hoes, but you know that I can have just about any hoes.
And we're back.
Song pretty much sucked.
Yeah, it did.
And he, what did he say? He said he only sticks his dick in bitches that are breathing.
I think so.
I think Havoc is the opposite of that.
No, get it right. I take my dick fucking Wookiee.
What about you, Chewbacca's dick?
Do you really want to keep reliving that?
Not really.
What about Chewbacca's cock in your mouth? That's fucked up, man. Should keep that Wookiee dick out of your mouth. No Wookiee dick allowed in your mouth. You said that. You Wookiee sucking motherfucker?
I don't know what he's saying.
He's talking about Chewbacca's dick, apparently.
Yeah, I never said nothing about Chewbacca's dick.
No, you said that you fucked Chewbacca.
That was supposed to be on Facebook.
Who is it?
It's him.
Who the fuck you think it is? No,
it's
Chewbacca?
Him.
No, it's Santa Claus. He came early. And he fucked your girl in the booty. You know what I say? If she ain't a quitter, hater, then shit.
Uh, Yeah, were you aware that your girl was fucked in the booty by Santa Claus?
Yeah, yeah, she probably is. She is a ho ho ho.
Wait, but that joke doesn't happen. You know, I say it was Santa Claus coming through, down the chimney, he's going down your girl's chimney too. But his windpipe. Oh.
It's not really a chimney.
Then she got a nasty ass tank pussy, don't she?
The hell did you just say?
You said it ain't really a chimney, so I said it must be really stank ass pussy then. Is this thing real?
Yeah.
Not a chimney.
Sometimes I gotta plug my nose.
Well, sometimes you gotta fuck a fat bitch. We get it. You know, some ugly bitch.
Thanks,
fat
man. What you talking
shit
about, Willis?
Yes, ma'am.
It doesn't sound funny whenever you clog your nose up. I hear voices in my head.
Oh, what? The fuck you been smoking? I don't want to tell
them. The fuck you been smoking?
Nothing today.
Rain.
I'm fucking sober, man. It sucks. That was bad. I'm on board. Dude, I give y'all shit. As long as you're giving shit, you ain't getting shit on. That's all I gotta say. You're giving shit, you ain't giving it on you. That's for sure.
So are you saying your girl's coming over tomorrow to shit on you?
I think so. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I got a puppy that could shit on the floor instead. I'm good.
Why would you shit on the floor?
You know what I'm saying? There's a puppy where I live, and my puppy ain't potty trained yet, so she's kind of a shithead.
So are you saying your girlfriend has a dog?
No. The people I stay with do, though.
But I was talking about your girl shitting on you, and you said your dog shits on the floor.
No. I'll fuck some shit. You can't even see. It's only my dog, though. It's kind of like everybody lives here, you know, because we all take care of the motherfuckers. She's a bad little pit, though. She's vicious. She's more vicious than most. I'm like, damn. There's just some funny shit. My homeboy, I say, when he brought up, his brother brought over his male pit bull, and our female pit bull fucked him up. It's so damn funny. I wish I would have recorded that shit. It would have been so damn funny. His brother's pit bull was a male. A little more girl than the female we have. Man, she tore him up. She made him a bitch. It was funny shit. Before became bitch mad real quick.
I guess this dude looks up to Michael Vick.
Huh? Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that?
I'm gonna say, who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Google it.
Yeah.
I know Michael Mickey. Is that from Animal Planet, Mickey? I don't know.
Animal Planet? No.
I don't know. Sounds like Animal Planet, motherfucker. I don't know.
It involves animals, yes.
Oh, man, he's an animal fucker, ain't he?
No.
Man, I don't know Michael Vick is in. He sounds like some sick animal pervert, ain't he? That's all I gotta say.
He held dog fights.
Okay. You sick motherfucker. Is that how you get off? Watching dog dicks all day? Sick son of a bitch. Sick motherfucker.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, can I talk about a woman in my grandson?
You think of a grandson? What did you say?
It's going to be an awkward moment. Give me a second.
Imagine an awkward moment as it is.
No, wait. It's going to get more awkward. I'm reading something off of my Facebook page. This is Bob. Bob kills people for fun. Bob is a creepy motherfucker. Bob is one creepy motherfucker.
Is Bob you?
No.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
One of y'all get the joke in a minute. One of y'all get this in a minute.
What?
Trust me. You'll get it in a minute.
Yeah, send me a link. Oh, joy.
I actually laugh a bit, especially because humor's kind of fucked up. My humor's fucked up, so I like it.
I'll look at the link in a minute, actually, like it's through this level.
Wow, that's fucked up.
That's gonna be great. That's you, bitch. Must pause game.
Thank you, come again.
Oh, great, now we're Hindu.
I thought that was the
lady
sent you.
Well, Jessica Negri realized that her can't feel.
Vasca das Bros. What's up? Hola. Como estas?
Who the fuck watching the South Park porn? That's fucked up. Over the radio? That's fucked up. Man.
I'm not watching no porn. I'm watching Jessica Negri.
How many porns do you watch that have a white girl speaking to Spanish?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Spanish because they psych. Yeah, Spanish bitches are crazy as shit.
Who's crazy as shit?
Spanish bitches. They're crazy. I'm fucking
the dick out. I would like to pull the audience.
I'm sorry, that's not an option.
Fuck yeah. The phone, I don't know how you put the phone alone, man. Phone in your dome.
Phone in my dome? No, phone on my dome.
No, in your dome. You got a phone in your head, nigga.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone your mom. Oh.
Why does he keep clucking like a chicken?
No.
I watch too many of some old school shit.
KFC commercials? Like,
no, what about the song Because I Got High? That song was shit.
Because you got high? So you cluck like a
chicken?
You
never heard the song? No, in the song, because I got high, Afro Man goes, and that kind of stuck with me after listening to that song too many times.
So,
I don't think I've ever heard him go noise before.
So do you do that after everything you say now?
No, I do when I'm bored of my fucking people.
I see he has chose to make noises after things he says instead of saying, like, man, dude, or bro.
I think I missed the whole bro thing now.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
Damn.
Remember, mushrooms are for eating, not for smoking.
Wait, what?
But a mushroom is go off your mama's ass or not
it's
for eating.
It's not difficult. I feel like I'm watching one of those commercials.
Don't eat those ass mushrooms. They taste like shit.
Your mushrooms taste like shit? Why the hell are you eating shit for?
Ass mushrooms.
Well, it was on the floor from his dog.
This motherfucker. We're gonna ship you to a box. We're gonna get a box and we're gonna put you in. We're gonna send you to Canada, man.
You're gonna put me in a box? Really? To go to Canada?
Yeah, send you to Canada.
Why I gotta go to Canada?
Yeah, get over to Canada.
Could you at least send me to Canada over to, like, Edmonton?
Don't worry, I'm sending you to Canada because that way it's only a few hours away from Colorado. Think about it. There's Canada, there's Colorado. You can drive and get your weed and go back to Canada. Boom, boom, bing, you know? Shit.
Why don't you just put the weed in the box?
What's that?
And then send me that way.
I'll be that. I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna be that kind of life. Make, I'm gonna post you in a box and make you pay for the box. And the fucking.
You're gonna put me in a box and make me pay for the box. And then we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you're definitely not going nowhere. If he's paying for the box, that's not happening.
You're going to need a pretty big box, man.
I don't care. You're a fat motherfucker. Why,
that's
though?
That's why I said you need a big box.
I know. I could have been like, I was going to go with that guy. Those Justin going, I think I need a bigger box.
I think you need a bigger box, too. Apparently he needs a bigger box.
Yeah, I gotta put that fox in there. That fox that's dead. I wanna find that motherfucker who's trying to do that shit. You ever heard that? When the fox says shit, that song is fucking annoying. What the hell is that fox saying? Well, I shoot that motherfucker.
Why is that fox saying something?
I don't know. What's that dumbass song all over the internet?
Foxes don't say anything.
I know, it's a stupid-ass song that got on, like, YouTube and other sites and shit. It's fucking annoying.
Unfortunately, I do know what that is.
Dude, I want to find a motherfucker who started that shit and shoot him in the face. That shit is so annoying. One day I was staying at my cousin's, like, a week or two ago. I was staying at my cousin's place and shit. He comes in the living room blaring that shit on his phone, waking me the fuck up. I jump up ready to sock him in his jaw. And I'm like,
when they say fucking swipe or no swiping.
You know, Havoc, that, you ever see that anime, you see the new anime Attack on Titan yet?
Hold on, who?
Attack on Titan, you seen it yet?
No.
They have this Attack on Titan joke that's ripping off of Swiper No Swiping. It's funny, you gotta check it out. Look up Attack on Titan memes, like Google, it's funny shit. It's a total fucking Swiper ripoff. It's hilarious, bro. Oh, some random ass, this motherfucker, I don't even know. Give me a second.
Now I'm hearing E.T.
The outer limit. Do.
Yeah, they tell me to defeat the Reapers. Fuck out of here. Reapers got shotguns nowadays.
Yeah.
The show ends at 12 still, right?
Yes.
I'm talking to you at 11:30 here. I remember the last time the show was like about like 12:30 my time, so it's like 11:30 here. So I'm just checking. Yeah. Most of these ones, my brain's like, wait, when that? I was here last time. When the fuck did it mean? And my brain stopped for a second. Had to reboot it. You bitch.
I think your brain stopped listening a long time ago.
I think so too.
Fuck you. That was when we started. We just listened for me, man. I got these.
Sure.
My brain's like.
Blame the marijuana.
No. I've been smoking weed since I was 9. I smoked so much. I think my brain's turned green, man. It's like I'm a perma high almost. That's what I feel like sometimes. That's like I'm permanently high, man. I do. Fun.
No.
Open. Uh-huh.
Again, I say no.
Well, I say yes, because I wouldn't. Yes, I do. I very well agree. Yes.
Somebody put it out of its misery.
Bang! Oh shit, friends.
He could.
I'm done.
He would.
It seems to be suffering.
Nah. I think so.
My nightmares are too much fun.
What start. It's just beginning. WWE calling.
Why not use it too much, Paul?
So, what do you say we listen to another song?
Yeah, come on. Cut Calhoun. What? Cut Calhoun's good shit.
So you've turned a new leaf, this you claim. You've been a monster so long it fits your name. I've seen every side of you and it's the same. You live to cause me pain.
You flood my shores, you chop my tree, shake my core, inflict disease. You freeze my days, burn my hills, clog my air. Destroy my art words, brand my hide. You dead my moments, pulled out my plug. Distort my airwaves, inject your plug. You ruined my projects. That's all that you are.
About me? All of a sudden, my agony means something.
Like I'm a layman, I don't know when you front and shit.
Go to hell. I slap you, but I go to jail. You're gonna kill me again. We both know it well. You wanna hear new screams coming out of me. You wanna hear new moans.
Break new bones.
We both know who owns me. And there'll be no escaping. So keep on breaking. Keep earthquaking. Breathtaking. But you change.
Quit faking.
If I'm leading the race, you
Cool question, Happy. Do you ever listen to C-Mob?
No.
Oh, dude, C-Mob's got some dope shit, and his flows actually connect so solidly, you swear, man, that the motherfucker was reading a script, reading this shit off some fucking paper. Like, he was reading that shit off a fucking script, man. But that shit just comes, like, from the mouth, it comes from the mind to the mouth, man, and just flows out like fucking running water, man. His shit just connects, man. Fucking insane.
Did he just say it comes from his mouth?
I think so.
Well, where else would it come from?
Well, I'm just putting that in a fucking, like, different kind of standpoint, man. In a different perspective. Deal with it.
There's really only one way to say that.
Oh, the dog can be different. I'll tell him a box. The box, square. I ain't no square, motherfucker.
Sometimes it's rectangular.
Oh, fuck you. I got that. Like, I wasn't paying attention. I had to run my running.
He's the friend. Pounding the fucking keyboard.
I was talking to someone on Facebook.
It's probably going to be Havoc.
That's not me. It was your grandma. She was like, man, I want to make you some cookies. I was like, fuck yeah, make me some cookies. Your grandma makes me cookies and she knows them, man. That's a shit. Shout out to your grandma. Make me some bomb-ass motherfucking cookies and nails and some me to eat them, motherfuckers.
Did you really just make a song about that?
Yeah. I told you, I'm bored and I'm sober, man. I do weirder shit when I'm sober.
Well, fucking go find something and get fucked up.
I wish. My internet bill fucked me up. I'm going to send you dollars and shit. Fuck that.
Go drink some Drano or something.
Yeah, I'm going to put Drano in my brain. No, then I'm going to tank. You can't go insane if you already are.
Wait, what are you doing for us exactly?
I think he knows what you're doing for us.
I'm smoking a chicken. I got
smoking
a chicken. And I'm smoking. Yeah, I got it high.
Smoking.
I have no idea how you smoke.
That's my smoke. I told you, I got a chicken high, and I smoked it. Okay, now on some real shit. What do y'all have either one of y'all heard Hopkins' new album?
No. Fuck Hopkins.
Well, okay. If you're not a fan of it, I thought I was just wondering, because I know some fan is and some fan ain't. I was just checking out of curiosity. I like some of the shit now and then myself.
So are you telling me on that album he talks about smoking a chicken?
No, I'm just saying. I was wondering if anybody, if you were into this shit or not. That's all I'm saying.
I forgot to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, it's the same with me, but instead of me not liking Hoffman, I like Joker. He's a fucking punk.
You don't like who?
Joker.
I don't like him either.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Especially that dude gets on the juggalo. That nigga just has his own fucking cock for them. He's a bitch.
That's all that dude does is this b-boy. You getting me?
Yeah, but I didn't think he actually did on some shit that, man, that was fucked up. I really listened to only a few of the shit. I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of funny that I heard it. Some shit, I was like, fuck, hey, niggas gonna fuck with that. Fuck himself with Rusty Wire. I like that.
Incomplete. I don't know. Oh, but you can tell me that. What to now?
Oh, sorry, I forgot I was on the radio for a minute. That was music playing. I mean, you guys bumped.
He was on the radio for a minute.
Well, for a minute, I was like, I was playing music and listening to music. So I was like, I was on that, on some shit, on YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough sleep. That's the main reason my brain's all fucked up right now. I was up all night freezing my ass off. I hate that shit.
Yeah, freezing your ass off.
What the fuck did they not have a frozen ass? If you can't, if you got a frozen ass, you can't shit, because all your shit is ice.
Sure.
Ice cube shit. Frozen like fuck.
You care to translate that, Ghetto G?
So can we listen to some Scum Russian Roulette?
I think so, yeah.
And you can be more confused than a fat hooker with a dick problem. The problem is she needs one. Well, I'm saying fat girls need to get dick too.
If you want to play the game, it's on you. Pull it in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone sat in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
Coming from the weed and puffing, that's my turn. It's all stuff in this revolver in my mouth and pull the trigger. Looking nothing, so I'm laughing as I pass the point from Magnum to my left. Three attempts were made already, and there's still one bullet left. Don't want just to meet your maker or just send directly soft. Sucker, wanna put this barrel to your head or in your mouth. Second option is much safer, cause I sure would be pissed if I wanna paralyze. I shit at myself because I missed. Staring at the next contender, I'm not gonna miss a thing. If you end up dying, try and blow his brains out with a bang. Like cocaine, this game's addicting, and the rush you get can kill. This addiction can be cured by no motherfucking pill. From the barrel that you temple, everybody's eyes on you. It's your turn to squeeze the trigger in this game without a clue. If you're buckering out already, or if you will get it past, if you pull the trigger steady, this is when we heard a blast.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Pull it in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
I wanna kill you all because you never fucking listen. I wanna chop you up and leave you for the mortician. It's kinda funny how you're leaving me for bullshit. And if I see you with, I swear to God, I'm gonna go get him. Sit him down with the gun, brush your roulette. It's me a hand, bitch, make you wanna take bets. It's just my stress, maybe that's why I freak out. As I take my nine out and put it up in your mouth. Put it in the chamber, is it fake? Yeah, then we'll pull the trigger when the barrel's in my face. I can feel my heart break, so I pace myself. Do I really got the balls to fucking kill myself? Me and my friends need help, look what we do for fun. If we ain't coming ourselves, then we playing with guns. You might think we're nuts, but we think life sucks. We can give a fuck what you think about us.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Pull it in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
Cold sweating, 3:15 a.m. Fuck 'em up again, Seroquel shit. Fuck 100 milligrams. Relieve this monkey off my back and get these demons out my body. A bloody hobby is what consists when you charge to live your life and what a pile of shit. Motherfuckers be like Cram and I be like, yeah, you goddamn right. I brought the fucking body bag, dimmed out lights, twin chrome in the mini mag. Insane D and genocide known as Dark Half. My boy Scum sits across the table, slides me a rusty revolver from a dead man's stable. I take it and cock it and spin that shit. Fucking showcase showdown between Brain and Cliff. If it ends, I'm going out with a bang. Just know I love my family, but fuck this life of pain.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you. Pull it in the chamber, then continue. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette. Pass it all around to someone dead in the crowd. Pass it all around, cause it's Russian roulette.
And we're back.
What?
What?
them allowed to do that?
Fuck you guys. I'm going home. Right. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways.
So how about I was listening to this interview that Fago Lovers was doing with ICP, and they were talking about ICP Theater, and apparently they actually do say a lot of shit about artists on there, except they edit it all out, which is fucking bullshit.
Edit it all.
They said that they usually talk a lot of shit on people, but then, like, it ends up getting all cut out and shit. Thanks to Fuse, because, you know, they're very sensitive about them talking about artists and shit on there, because, you know, they promote their music videos on that channel, too.
Fuck Fuse. Fuse only good for one thing. That's music and movies. And that's it. I'm surprised Fuse didn't say, fuck you guys, get off TV. They would have been on that shit.
Same,
man.
But there ain't nothing wrong with that show, though, man. Like, that show is entertaining.
The show's good. I don't mean Fuse to be like, y'all on some bullshit. Fuse is kind of on some pussy shit these days.
That's pretty much the only thing I watch on Fuse.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't watch. You know, I'm going to have to pay live internet for all my TV needs. If I don't watch something, I'll watch that shit online. I don't give a fuck. Shit, Fuse has a website. That's the same shit in my book. Fuse.com. Bam. Same shit is going on. Watch them shit on TV. Same. Watch them shit on TV and online. It's really not really fucking different, sure. But sometimes online, it's less expensive. Okay, I actually mentioned this the first time I was here before Ghetto came by, when I was first here. And I mentioned this because I think they should bring it back. And let me just say this loud and clear. I think they should bring back the fucking Purple Show new episode. That'd be the shit.
I highly doubt that's going to happen.
But if it did happen, it'd be the shit. I mean, think about it. There's Juggalo. You got a Juggalo day, the 17th of this month, man. That shit happened. Man, years ago, 10 years ago, that shit would have been fucking in a fucking pothead dream, man. Look at this shit now. We actually have an all fucking holiday, February 17th, Juggalo day. We never would. In my whole life, I don't ever would have saw that shit happen, man, while I was alive. But look at it now. It's happening. So you doubt shit, but you got to wait and see if this shit actually happens, man. It'll suck. You know, you can have all the help you want, but just no, because you gotta wait. All you gotta do is sit there and wait, and something will happen.
All you gotta do is sit there, and something will happen. Did you just say that?
I'm real, man. All you gotta do is sit and wait. Sometimes shit.
He just said that.
Well, I've been sitting here for quite a while, and ain't shit happening.
Well, sometimes you gotta wait. That's what I'm saying. When the time's right, it'll be there. If not, then it'll be like fucking like fucking Mexico or some shit. Or a fat bitch's stomach, I don't know. Oh, fat bitch's stomach.
I don't understand what you're trying to say with those two references, but okay.
Sound able to us.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm all off of casting. Shit. Damn, that looks good right now, man. Some Penn Station 12 sound good as fuck.
No.
Penn Station.
I don't even know where he's been, man.
Penn Station. You have the 8 band? They have some bomb ass clubs.
You say the 18?
Pub Station, man. If you never ate there, you should try it. Their shit is better than Quiznos and Subway. Seriously,
10 stations. East Coast stuff. Got to eat that shit one day. You'd be like, fuck somebody, fuck Christmas. Let me eat there from now on. That shit is fire.
He's on fire.
Whatever you say, man.
Well, fuck you. Over there.
This man is so angry at himself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That shit is... Their subs are so fucking good, man. You quit Subway and Quiznos.
I don't ever eat at Quiznos.
Hey, they got good shit. They got this barbecue sauce that is spicy, but so damn good to eat that shit all day on sandwiches, man. Fuck it. Fuck ketchup. Ketchup is for pussy. But yeah, and if you never ate at Penn Station East Coast sub, my God, you're missing the best kind of sub sandwich, man. You think Subway has good shit? They don't got shit on these guys.
No.
It wasn't me. It was a frog.
Yeah, I mean, he even blames burping on frogs now. What the fuck?
Get that out of your mouth. That ain't yours. Get that out, man. It ain't yours. Get that out. It ain't yours, motherfucker. That's nasty. Get that out.
Yeah, get off the...
What?
Man, I ain't the one dying of thirst.
My ass. Monday. But I hate Mondays. Monday
is
dick.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Well, here it's 4 minutes till Tuesday. So for me, I'm still saying Monday could eat a dick. I'm not a Monday person. Fuck Monday. I don't like them. I only get shit that says fuck Monday.
My guess is
Tuesday.
You're not a Tuesday person either.
I like Tuesday. I like Tuesdays because for me, it's 11:40. It's 11:56 here. I'm being real. I'll be happy when it fucking turns midnight, cause then, and it'll be officially Tuesday. Shit. I'm not doing that. I don't do that whole, oh, it's almost midnight shit. I'll be winning. I'll wait until it's fucking midnight. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's how I feel every day.
Time is irrelevant. Fuck it, man.
Fuck this, fuck that.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I was like, you high, not me. Yeah, so. I don't even feel cold as fuck. All of a sudden, I got a second shoe. Make sure the window's all set up right. Get away, oh no, fucking bitch.
Well, Gilman, did you see the new trend on Facebook? Samuel Jackson, I'm not Lawrence Fishburne. As he tells a fucking reporter that called him Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay, then.
But hey, but how about this? Lita is officially inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be a good Hall of Fame this year.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to get famous. I'm too old for that. I'm too old to be famous. I'm the old motherfucker. Leave me alone. Get the fuck out of my life.
Starving
there, Chicken Boy.
Stop.
Before we go, Chicken
Boy. I'm a crazy motherfucker. I'm proud of you. I'm not really crazy. My rules is different.
In other words, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. My reality is different than yours. My reality is different.
Your reality is different. Clearly.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Suck on some fat bitch dingling. Tranny dick, man.
Why do you keep hating on fat chicks right now?
I'm not hating on fat chicks. I just hate on fat chicks that are tranny.
But why?
Well, I love a fat bitch right now. Fat bitch sounds like a lot of fun. Just saying, a fat bitch sounds like fun right now.
Sounds like
fun. Fat with some fucking ginormous titties that could suck hit my head, I'd be happy, man. I'll let her suck me out there with fucking titties. Like, bitch, let me get stuck with them titties in the face. Ah, shit. It'd be fucking wicked, man.
Well, it's really not that hard to find a fat
ass titties, man. It's a like,
yeah, right? All over.
It's really not that hard, man.
Yeah, but fat bitches aren't too common out where I'm at. So I'd have to, like, go to town or two out now. So, like,
they're not too common. It's like everywhere, man. Not too common. The hell are you?
I don't know, man. I live in a boring-ass spot. So, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is.
Then fuck you, motherfucker.
Goodbye, crazy.
What happened to crazy?
I have my bottom.
Damn. I thought it was cut off because it was 1 o'clock.
It was. I cut him out.
No, I meant as in blog talk.
He didn't go. He was like, "Wow!" Ended just then. Although he doesn't realize. We have an extra hour.
Well, he doesn't really need to know that.
Yeah. Because if I'm here now with the man, 1 o'clock hits, he's called in. We just hang up on him. He'll never know.
So, fucking John Cena won again.
Not surprised.
So the Usos are challenging the New Age Outlaws, huh? That should happen. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, they are the rightful number one contenders.
Yeah, that match is probably going to be the pre-show thing to Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. It's Mail Monday, motherfucker.
Actually, it's Tuesday.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. This is Jessica. Vasquez up, Rose. What's up? Hola. Como estas? I am opening the letters and stuff you guys sent me because I opened it. I got it. I'm looking at it. There we go.
Yeah. She probably got all our Whitney Payton CDs.
Yeah.
Also, some of your new cosplays are superheroes. Love, Nick Allen. Yay, Nick. Oh, I love little doctors. That's cute. Thanks, Nick. I love it. I'll wear it. All right, let's see what else you want.
Oh my god, I'm just going to go
gloomy there.
But she really makes some weird faces, though.
Yeah, no shit.
Pretty sure that's not. That sounds like a lesbian.
That sounds like a lesbian. What the fuck?
How the hell does that sound like a lesbian?
I don't know.
Someone gave me this book. Read the first page.
There you go. You you could send her some lesbian porn.
Yeah, there we go.
I know who you are now.
Or you could just send her sex toys. That'd be pretty funny.
Well, at least we know she still lives with her parents.
Well, yeah, the last video you watched, she talked about her dad knocking at her door.
Well, yeah, in this video, shit, she had her mom in the video.
Oh, damn. Well, I guess she needs a place to stay since she's always going places.
Hey,
yeah.
I cosplay as Sexy Moses, so I have to do it one
Sexy time. Moses?
Yeah, someone wants to cosplay cosplay
yes.
As Sexy Moses.
So you want me to cosplay as Sexy Moses?
Yeah, you can make her legs part.
Amanda!
And her dad's in the video too this time.
Happy birthday!
I mean, actually in the video.
So she's sitting there opening mail with her parents, and she's making weird faces still.
No, Steven. Are you dead? Ellie Moore.
Well, yeah, her parents didn't know she was completely nuts. Now they do.
Like, what's your favorite color? My favorite color is rainbow.
That's not
rainbow.
A color, bitch.
What the, really? What's
your favorite color? Well, yeah, hi, my name's Steven. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I just recently got new mates watching your YouTube video, mostly Mayo Monday, because they're OP. My teacher didn't like me being all tired, but bitch, please, I am senior.
He said he's from Arizona.
Yeah, indeed. And she gave him an Asian accent.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That, I think, is the right thing. Thanks, Steven. Aww. Tyler Coughlin. Thank you for my joining.
Wow, that was terrible.
Hey Jessica, wishing you and your family safe travels as you go to Everest. Aww,
Everest.
Yeah.
We're the best of buddies, me and Dan. See, I have issues. Aww, cause it's definitely crazy. Find a word. Okay, Kila Zipkin. I'm always the fat one. She likes to tell me that if I don't find a man by 21, I'll die alone. I'm 19. What the What a dick! Honey Boo Boo, you are gorgeous. And you...
She called her Honey Boo Boo.
Your brain is a fool.
Is she really that ugly?
You are. You're 25 years old.
I don't know.
So don't even worry about it. You're gorgeous. Wow. Ricky Nelson. That's awesome.
Look
at all the colors.
So if she gets clothes, is she going to put those on here?
Wait, what happened?
I said if she gets clothes, is she going to put them on like she usually does? Or will she feel awkward with her parents there?
Well, the parents not in the room with her. Like, she just keeps going to them, like, showing the shit that she got. But she's definitely putting them on. That's a horrible fucking t-shirt. You should take that off. Nobody wants to see you with the bro hug t-shirt.
The
bro hug.
Hey, yeah. I like flavored lip smackers. Thank you, Philip. You did the movie. Send up Jeff in the boom. Your guest's name is Austin Coral.
I want you to take me up the North Mountain.
Oh,
enjoyed these super soldiers.
I think it's funny how we were just talking about that movie.
In Afghanistan, but we'll be back for AX.
Now she got frozen toys. What the fuck?
Michael!
If them damn things start singing, do you want to build a snowman? I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
Holy shit. Be safe over there. Terrifying. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're the bomb, dude. That's you, I think, song. It's from Jason Lum. It's Jason again. Change my name on Instagram. I know I followed you. Oh, these yummy candies again. Delicious candies. These things are freaking beyond delicious. PopUpBubbleLA.com. I'll see you soon, Jason. Don't wait. Don't worry.
Oh, this shit is a candy.
Holy mother.
She's like crazy enough as it is right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Look who's that droid! Super Sonico style. Super Sonico comes with a brave emotion. Oh, I'm okay with life. Oh, I don't really know how I feel about it. Negri, stop touching me! I'll never stop.
She's so unbelievably attractive.
Jason knows my heart.
Whoa.
I played this on. Holy shit,
the
shirt is sick. Thank you so much, Jason.
Man, your fucking boobs are sick.
Brazzers.
Her boobs are what?
She said the shirt is sick. So I was like,
here, just
your boobs are sick.
That will be my last. I lost all this part of my life.
Dear, hilarious. I mean, come on. We know the only one. You have the guy in her clothes because of the fact she was just going to wear it. And
please never stop being you. I hope to finally meet you. And
you know, her boobs stick out of it.
That kind of reminds me of the one time where Miss Kisa was on one of the stick cam or whatever the fuck. And all these people kept coming in there looking to see if she was fucking naked and whatnot.
Oh, that's really cute.
Like, do you not have a shirt on or some shit like that?
She just said that she's a man without makeup.
Okay, my name is Cuz. I'm from Alabama.
I'd believe it.
Bam. I'm reserve military. Army. I'll watch our YouTube videos. I don't know.
She's probably a little Asian boy.
Politically correct.
Yeah, from Arizona.
Politically correct.
Yeah.
She got a Lugia fucking Pokemon card. And Lugia is her favorite Pokemon.
Man, I didn't even know who the hell fucking Lugia was until the other day.
Wow. If I was ever to have her come over to my house, I think I'd have to put some plastic down.
Yeah, you got to put some plastic on the furniture.
So she's lesbian, though.
Man, we already knew that. Man, you see this damn commercial of these old people doing Facebook in real life?
I doubt that.
For this insurance commercial, they got these old ladies, and she put a bunch of pictures on her wall, and she had people looking at them, And then somebody, I forget what the one lady does, but she's like, I unfriend you. And she's like, I don't think that's how it works.
So how about the fact that I got all the comics that I ordered and my Monica Lee pictures today or yesterday, but yeah, no CD.
Damn, you got all that shit.
Yeah, no CD, what the fuck?
Well, within tomorrow to whatever the hell that was, I'm supposed to be getting something off eBay there. And then I ordered a microphone off of eBay, so that's going to be here at some point. So we'll see what shows up.
Oh, yeah, by the way, his leg called in tonight. The voice does not match the face.
What?
You know, Justin Jake, ugly bitch.
When the hell did she go in?
She's the one who requested fucking cotton candy popsicle.
Well, where the hell did she go?
She left.
I was here at that point.
But yeah, her voice does not match her face.
So what? She got a nice ass voice, but an ugly ass fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tends to happen.
Like, God damn it, why can't it just match?
But that's usually like a fat girl thing, though.
Yeah, she ain't even fat, though, which is funny. She's skinny.
Yeah, so that's weird.
Yeah.
So, she did call it in and requested that and then left. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, pretty much.
How'd she get the number? Did he tell her to call in?
Probably. I mean, cause I don't have her edit. I deleted her ass off my page.
So how about during that interview too, man? The ICP was unaware that they did not have a release date for the box set.
Damn.
Yeah, but I definitely got to say that was the most annoying interview I've heard.
Well, not every interview could be like ours, man.
I'm saying, like, you remember that interview with So Sick Social Club?
Yep.
That was annoying as fuck, but this one was just about that level, man, because fucking Shaggy and Violent J kept going, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, every time they talked. And that went on for an hour.
Yeah, this seems disturbing.
But they did ask a lot of good questions, though, so.
That's a good thing.
Talking about the new location of the gathering. Talking about how they're going to have a gathering over in Australia.
Well, definitely not going to be going to that one.
Well, it's not going to be as big as, like, your, you know, typical gathering, they said.
Well, still not going to be good at that one, because...
Well, you're not in Australia, so I don't see that happening.
Exactly. I don't see half the motherfuckers in the U.S. fucking getting their asses to fucking Australia.
Well, all them Australian juggalos that are all over Facebook, they'll be happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you're right, McGill. That Chrissy Johnson, whatever the fuck her name, Yeah, she got some big old titties.
Yeah. I think I found most of them damn bitches off of that, what is that, Sexy Nerd Society or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to get most of them from as well.
Because they always post up pictures of random people and then they put their pages on there. But yeah, man, that girl you just said, man, her voice is crazy, though.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where the fuck she's from, but that voice is real weird.
Damn. Pure Ruby. Set you up. I already have you liked. How about that?
I already got you liked.
Ah, Miss Crime Scene, I do not have you. Why do
Miss
I not
crime
have you?
Crime Scene? What the hell kind of name is that?
I don't know.
She all bloody.
No, she's more in the... I can't tell if she's being Catwoman or a fucking mistress of fucking bondage.
What the fuck? It's pretty similar.
yeah, it is.
So you see that, man? WWE Network, you can try it out for free for a week.
Yeah, starting today.
According to Michael Cole, yeah.
So how would
that work exactly? For, like, TVs, you just go to WWE.com and then what? Tell them your fucking information?
No, it would be, it's like through your PS3 and stuff like that.
Man, they said you could try it on all of that shit. Oh, and I would just like to point out that damn commercial that the Bellas did for that was absolutely ridiculous.
It was.
Like, really? You're telling us how to hook up our fucking TV? And them bitches probably don't even know what the fucking HDMI fucking cable is.
Probably not.
That was just ridiculous. Make sure your thing is plugged in. Why the fuck wouldn't my TV be plugged in?
I don't know. Make sure your TV's plugged in, ghetto.
Like, thanks for telling me to plug my TV in. I mean... How do you think I'm seeing this commercial right now? Yeah, they put too much time into that damn commercial for nonsense. And what the hell was that other thing they said you could use? What the fuck is that? I've never even heard of that.
What, the Ruko? A Roku?
What? Whatever the fuck that is. What the hell is it?
It's like a, like an Apple TV type thing, in a way.
I see. Is that something new that just come out?
That's been out for a while. I mean, they have, like, different variations of it.
Never even heard of it.
I can't decide on what I want.
So how come you can't get the WWE Network on Xbox One?
You probably can.
They only said Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I realize this is Cole talking about it, so he doesn't know jack shit about what the fuck you're talking
about.
No,
dude, it was on that commercial.
Well, I mean, you probably can. They just... probably haven't. I mean, it's probably still like the same network as the 360.
Well, they failed to mention it.
Dressed to Kill, Miss Crime Scene.
Also a song by Chanel West Coast.
Man, I swear, my fucking Pokemon cards get here before my fucking, before that CD, I'm gonna be pissed.
You already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. At least they're coming from fucking California. So how the fuck does that work? Like, if they get to be fortunate that it doesn't come here from Pennsylvania, what the fuck?
I really don't know how to explain it.
I don't think anybody does. Not even fucking Whitney Payton.
Yeah, she's just too busy eating chicken wings.
Yeah.
And you see that shit, tomorrow's gonna have a chicken wing eating contest.
Yeah. I don't think I'm doing that.
See, that's what she's really doing.
You know, I wonder if I can make it so that way I'm in a relationship with myself up on Facebook.
Are we really back to this?
Yes. I had a relationship. I'm in a civil union.
Did you say with me? What the fuck? What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what the fuck does it a civil union mean?
I have no idea. What the hell is wrong with you?
What does it mean when you're in a relationship says it's in a civil union? It means both you and your life partner are dedicated to fighting for workers' rights. It's the legal equivalent of being married for gay or lesbian couples.
What the hell? So it's like, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Exactly. Fine, I'm gonna put myself in a relationship with Havoc Underground Rider Records.
What the hell was that? What the hell page is that?
That's back when we made fucking Underground Rider Records, remember? URR.
You made a page for that?
Yeah.
Like, an actual profile?
Yeah.
I don't even think that's my friend.
I think it's my friend, but I don't use it because I don't remember the password for that shit.
I don't even remember that profile.
So there, I'll put myself in a relationship with myself.
There you go.
I actually typed myself. Let's see if it actually works. Probably not. Cause
why would that come up?
I don't know. There. Well, now, who the fuck is CJ Jobs? Who the fuck are you?
I don't fucking know.
Amanda Baker, go away now. You're no longer my sister.
She still has a profile?
No.
Why the hell is she still there then?
I don't know. That's my question. and go, this chick fucking Ruby got some sexy ass fucking pictures. They're not in cosplay. Just her in her fucking underwear and looking like a fucking librarian, a schoolgirl.
Man, that's really just like a lot of them bitches that say they're cosplayers. And it's just them in like bikinis and whatnot.
Yeah. But she got some big titties and she's a redhead too.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll send you her link.
Sounds good. Big titty redheaded bitch. There we go.
Man, talk about the fact that fucking Jester Jake. You know, I called him Jester Jack earlier when he first called him. Well, man, I forgot his damn name. I said Jester Jack.
Sister Jack, Jake, crazy person.
Yeah, schizophrenia.
You need to put up multiple personalities by Violent J.
I think I should do that next time. Yeah, I did that for tomorrow's show.
You can upload that song, so when he's here, we can listen to that.
Yes, it's perfect for him. Hannah Hospital. Interesting name.
So I see that Echo Endless finally decided to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, same here.
I was like, damn.
I'm like, you just now following me?
Yeah, man, I think I started following her a long time ago. Months ago.
I did. Yeah, man, I did too.
I guess she kind of got the hint whenever I liked all the shit she posted.
Yeah, probably. That probably helped it out. I don't really like that page, okay. So,
I don't really like that page.
Let's go attack some motherfuckers.
What the fuck?
Counter surveillance. No.
What?
Well, that's one way to take care of the mission. You can just start killing the motherfuckers.
What are you talking about?
Talking about, what's this game? Infamous.
But killing who?
They wanted me to do a fucking mission. I killed the person that wanted me to take her mission.
Well, yeah. I told you, that's the shit I did after I got tired of doing that damn thing over and over again.
Or like
later on down the line, you'll find some random person that wants you to do something, and it's just a damn photographer, and he wants to take pictures of you. So you gotta do, like, special tricks for him.
Yeah, fuck that. They ain't worth my tricks.
Or you could just simply kill them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, we kind of saw that coming.
I'm an evil motherfucker. I like the fact that when he does jump, He don't die.
What the hell would he die for?
Oh, the other thing, he don't die when he jumps now, which is, well, ever. Which is good.
You mean you die if you jump on the next one?
Well, no, which is good, too.
Let's see. I'm not really quite sure what you're saying here.
I'm not quite sure either. So I'm getting these motherfuckers out of my way so I can go kill these motherfuckers on the damn train tracks. Who the fuck was shooting at me on it?
Everyone.
Well, yeah, I figured that part out.
Are you sure?
Yes. Stop throwing bombs at me, bitch.
Yeah, that'll work.
I know it will. It better. See, this game came in handy for, you know, when he was on.
He was here the whole time, though.
Yeah. If you noticed, I didn't pay attention one bit.
Well, no shit, just like any other day.
Well, this time around, it's a good thing.
I guess so.
Because I really didn't feel like talking to him.
Well, he just said earlier tonight he said he was going to be calling in. He said to let you know.
Well, thanks for letting me know so that way I can get the fuck out the way. Damn, motherfucker, stop shooting at me, too. I'm not supposed to be shooting at you. And frying your asses. There we go. There's one down. I think the funny thing about this game is the fact that, in the second one, the targets actually don't move around as much.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
When I eventually play that one, I will find out.
Gotta run. Man, shut up.
Hmm.
Yeah, run away, bitch. No, well, goddamn motherfucker. Say, didn't mean to do that on purpose.
Well, no shit, man.
No, man, like, I was fucking trying to get away from the fucking mission thing. But no, I had to chase after one of the dudes and they brought me into the mission.
Dumbass.
Yeah, now I lost one of those fucking dumbasses. Bastard.
One of those dumbasses.
Yeah, one of those Reaper things. Or dudes.
So are you a thug then?
Yes.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. This is the type of job I don't mind doing.
And what might that be?
Killing the motherfucker.
Killing the motherfucker.
No, you're not wrong. Shut up, bitch. Hold the picture. You're just trying to get to work. That's why I'm gonna kill your ass. You should work in a big blue sky. Hey, motherfucker, right? Who said I'm gonna pay? I'm just gonna kill everybody that comes my way. So, baby, I'm a thug.
What the fuck was that?
That was amazing. A Trick Daddy. I'm a thug.
Trick Daddy. The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, you better be sorry, bitch. Man, you want me to kill this motherfucker, but you don't want to tell me where the fuck he is.
Uh-huh.
Because he hit you up.
What the hell? Is this the same link? Probably. I don't want to click it.
Yeah, he sent me a fucking link too. I didn't want to click it either.
I'm scared of quick links that he sends me.
Should be.
Oh, we all should be.
Man, this looks like you have one chick that used to be part of Twisted Paradise and whatnot. There you go. She plays PlayStation for you. Chick does got some big old titties, though.
Hell yeah, she do.
It says that she's laying on window, but she's not laying on the window.
Sure she is in her mind.
Yeah, see, this chick's a lot better than that fucking Asian bitch you sent me.
I guess. I mean, I feel like the Asian business a little bit more.
You know. Definitely. What the hell is this thing? Re-add me. Havoc. Facebook unfriended people on my list.
He's not aware that I deleted him.
That's what he just commented on his damn picture I tagged you in.
I know. Like I said, he's not aware that I'm the one who deleted him.
Wow.
Tell me how stupid that motherfucker is.
I don't think we need to go over that again.
Yeah, destroying the fucking guest station is always fun.
What?
I said destroying the guest station is fun.
Speaking of Miss Looney, I was strolling through the Whitney Payton comments, and I saw that Miss Looney comment on there, talking about, you're adorable. That's what she said to her.
Wow.
I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even realize she knew who the hell she was.
Yeah, I know, right? The shit you learn.
Yeah, it's a little strange, you know? I thought Miss Looney was just into that terrible horrorcore rap.
That's what I thought.
Well, guess not. Guess she's into other things. How about that?
Yeah, right? I thought I don't want to walk no dog.
Huh?
That one of the fucking missions in this thing is to go walk to a dog.
You ain't gotta walk no dogs. You probably gotta walk them prisoners. There you go. That's what the dude was just talking about. What does the fox? He says, "Shut the fuck up."
But that sounds like a stupid thing that he would post.
Man, this chick was all right until she started posting all these damn fucking pictures of her tongue out now, weren't they?
Which one, the redheaded chick?
No. So you're gonna see that Rob Zombie movie, Nurse, or Nurses, or whatever the fuck.
Well, go figure, man. I can't do the whole fucking, I can't do that mission.
What mission's that?
Walk the dogs.
Why can't you do that?
I need to be a guardian.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't do unless you're a certain thing, yep.
You're so stupid.
Like, there's some missions in the park that you can't do unless you're evil.
Well, what the fuck is that shit? I have to be good to walk dogs.
So, Caitlin's getting married.
Yay. Who's the faggot?
I don't know. Some short dude.
Well, that's going to be an interesting wedding. She's really tall.
They're both in the bodybuilding, so it's probably why they're so in love.
Probably.
But I did see somebody ask a good question to her. Are you always in gym clothes?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Because she usually is.
Yeah, she really usually is. Why, we don't know. Dance, monkey, dance!
So that match between Fandango and Santino, at the beginning of that match, I could have sworn they said it was supposed to be a dance-off.
Well, I guess not anymore.
I swear they announced it. The following match is a dance-off, order. And then they were wrestling. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing sometimes.
Damn it, Sincara. That's what Sincara really does. He runs the production truck.
That he probably does.
That's why he's not really back yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least that's not something that he could do without being injured. Without getting injured.
What are you talking about, man? The shit he does in there, man, he fucks up and then he gets injured.
This is true, I guess.
Speaking of which, that one chick, man, she took a picture of her, like, half-naked and shit with a Rey Mysterio mask on and a Rey Mysterio action figure between her titties and shit. Saying, talk about happy birthday, Rey, and shit, man. I was like, man, he probably got injured during this.
Probably.
Oh, Rey Mysterio. A little kid at Target didn't even want to buy your action figure because he said you were small. And that's a true story.
And I believe it.
He said he didn't want Cena. He didn't want Mysterio because Mysterio is too small.
Again, I believe it.
There really wasn't very many to select from either. But this is over, Thug. The show is over.
Peace.